This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Among the gigs that I am grateful to have had is running the studios of WWOZ Community Radio in New Orleans. The DJs at OZ, as it's known, volunteered their time to share their deep love and knowledge of jazz and R&B and local and ethnic music. Some carried their battered albums to the station in shopping bags. Others handled their rare and valuable 45s wearing cotton gloves. All of them passionate about the city's musical heritage and its role in shaping the sound of America. One of the greatest things about that job was the opportunity to put talented people on the air. Among them, Melissa Weber, a bright but fairly shy young woman from one of the city's distinguished musical families who had an infectious hunger for discovering rare grooves. DJ Soul Sister was born. Her Saturday Night Soul Power show is now the longest-running rare groove radio show in the country, and she's thrown down her vinyl-only funk and soul, rare groove, disco, jazz, fusion, true school hip-hop sets from L.A. to London. She's performed at Jazz Fest and the Essence Festival, been featured in documentary films and written for books and magazines, and open shows for acts from the Funky Meters to DJ Questlove. She was personally invited by George Clinton of Parliament Funkadelic to DJ his 71st birthday. And DJ Soul Sister Melissa, I welcome you as today's good gig guest. Hello.
Hello, and thank you so much for that amazing introduction.
Well, it's all true. You're not as shy as you used to be, are you?
Well, the music brings it out of me, you know.
Well, rare groove is a hard thing to define. Tell us what that means to you.
You know, rare groove is sort of a catch-all statement. It refers to soulful music, mainly between the 1970s through mid-1980s. And it can be any genre, as long as it's soulful. It can be soul, funk, disco, underground disco, Brazilian, Latin, as long as it is soulful music. During that time period, that's what most people who are into rare groove define it as.
It's funny talking to someone who grew up in a town so rich with music. You know, I kind of think of that joke of, you know, two fish swimming along and so one says, "How's the water?" And the other says, "What's water?" You've been in it your whole life. You don't know. But I'm wondering if you have any particular memories of listening to or loving music growing up.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, I grew up being surrounded by vinyl and my dad listening to soulful vinyl. I remember being really little and him playing the Meters' Fire on the Bayou LP and Teddy Pendergrass' Life is a Song Worth Singing is another favorite of his. And I just have those memories. And the thing with me, because I'm known as a crate digger, I collect vinyl and soulful vinyl, rare groove vinyl. So when I was little, I loved hearing him play these records, but he didn't take really good care of the records. So on one minute, it would be on the turntable. The next, it might be a coaster for a drink of some sort. So eventually, I started picking up his records and just bringing them to my bedroom and, you know, keeping them safe for him. So his collection became my collection after a while.
Do you remember the first record you bought?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. When I was six, my dad took me to a Sound Warehouse record store around 1980. And Kool and the Gang had the big, huge song Celebration out. Mm-hmm. And there was a cutout bin, and I was looking through the cutout bin. Of course, the cutout bin is where all of the older, half-price discounted records were kept. And I saw this big album with the words Kool and the Gang on the front. And I'm thinking, oh, this is the big song that everyone likes. I want this song. It was a cutout album from 1972 called Music is the Message. And from there, I was in love with rare groove because it was not the big hit record from 1980. Mm. It was this older record, but it had such a soulful sound. And from then on, I just wanted that music. I didn't care if it was a hit or something popular. I just needed that sound in my life.
Woo! All right, let's have a little fun out here. You were finding your feet as a radio DJ on OZ when CDs still felt a little new. They were kind of all the rage, but you were playing vinyl. Why?
Well, I mean, WWOZ was so cool in that I was listening to this station as a high school student, and I knew that everyone, all of the volunteers on the station, only played the music that they loved the most. So when I started as a volunteer, even though I was like the youngest one there, I think I was 18 or 19, I wanted to do the same exact thing. And all, you know, I'd been collecting vinyl for years, so I just did what made sense to me and what was natural to me.
So as Queen of the Crate Diggers, you've been playing vinyl for a long time. Now so many are catching up with you, you know. And disco is really big now in this era of electronic dance music and dance music. So what do you think? Is everyone finally caught up with DJ Soul Sister Melissa?
Well, I think so. But, you know, with the internet, you learn that there are people all over the world who love the music as much as you, so it closes the gap. When I was at OZ starting in 94, I thought I was the only one. Now you learn that there's a community of millions all over the world. And it was actually a caller to WWOZ from England years ago who gave me the title Queen of Rare Groove.
Yeah.
And he said that, and I said, okay, wow, people are really hip to this.
Well, if you're going to be dubbed a queen, it should be from an Englishman after all, don't you think? Well, tell me a little bit about the mechanics of the gig. I mean, when you're working with someone like, you know, you're warming up for Chaka Khan or Bootsy Collins or something like that, how do you approach these things? Do you plan them out?
So for when I'm opening for an artist, usually you get a short time slot. It could be anywhere from as short as 10 minutes to an hour and 50 minutes, no longer than that. And usually for that type of thing where I don't have a lot of time to stretch out and improvise, I will plan things out, but I always stray from it. Now, if I'm doing one of my 4 or 5 hour sets, they're not planned at all.
Those are at the clubs, right?
Yes,
that kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's just as I feel. I feel the feeling, as I like to say. And the set comes as I'm inspired by what's going on.
Well, that must be so interesting. You see in this whole crowd move, they're responding to everything that you're doing. Do you have any, like, surefire, hit them out of the park records that you pull out, you know, when things are just hitting the apex?
You know, I honestly have no idea what I'm going to play before I play it. You know, it hits me at that second. Now, when I'm opening for an artist, I have a secret that I'm happy to share with you. I play for the artist that I'm opening for. Mm-hmm. That is my secret. Because if I can fire them up, then the crowd will be fired up, and then the band will come out and throw down. And that's what we want.
You know, it strikes me when you're talking about soul, you know, this is music that was made 30, 40, 50 years ago in some cases. What is it that transcends the years, the decades, and makes this music still work?
Because it feels good. It's a warm feeling, and at my parties, there are people of all kinds, young to old, all types, and everybody wants that good feeling. So that's the only explanation that I can give. Now, in terms of Rare Groove, because I'm always looking for music that may have never made it on any type of Billboard chart, or when it was released, maybe only 100 or 200 copies were pressed. In terms of Rare Groove, it's new to me.
So we're speaking to you with Mardi Gras just behind you. Lent has begun in New Orleans. What's a rare groove? What's a song for Lent?
Oh, Melissa, my gosh. Witt
from the DJ Soul Sister.
Oh, how about this? How about this one? Happiness Is Now by Freddie Hubbard from 1980.
Sounds great to me. We'll play it on the way out. DJ Soul Sister Melissa Weber, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Melissa Weber, she's better known as DJ Soul Sister, and you can find and listen to much more of what she does, including her Soul Power shows from WWOZ Radio online. She also has a number of regular gigs that she does in New Orleans. If you go on down there, you got to check her out. There's more online about her and her gigs at wordofmouthradio.org.